and welcome to the Animated Dudes Podcast. I'm your host, Shadex. Now let's get animated.
We're back after the longest time. Yeah, and the awkward silence still has not stopped.
Yeah, I miss the other co-hosts being around. I was hoping Tori that they would be here because I know they really like horror movies. They like the Saw series and stuff like that. But and Lori hasn't been on in a while. But yeah, I'm still glad the podcast is still going on.
Yeah, it's something to do.
Yeah. I just miss the days where, like, there didn't need to be too much editing. Like,
dang, it's kind of lonely. I wish there was a third person we could talk to.
Yeah.
Is this the part where I say something?
Yes, it is. Please introduce yourself.
Oh, okay. Let me do that again. Hey, how's it going? It is me, the king of... the one and infamous, famous content creator on the website YouTube. It is me, Silly Rally. Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Yeah, we have Silly on today.
Yeah, it's me.
Get Silly.
Get Silly. Hey, get Silly. Hey, don't worry, gentlemen. This podcast will not be quiet. It will literally not be quiet. Since now that we have me, Silly Rally, the king of... Everything will be okay. Everything's going to be fun.
All right. And for anybody that has no idea who you are, please let them know.
So, name's Silly Rally, king of... I'm a content creator on YouTube. I make various types of contents like cartoons, movies, video games. And I pretty much rant about almost anything that I think of on top of my head. Literally, I made a video about Arby's, why it fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah, Arby's.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just that person who makes videos about almost anything. I don't really have a genre, to be honest with you. I don't really want to give myself a genre.
A variety channel.
A variety channel, correct.
Yeah, you do great variety videos. I'm kind of getting into that now. Like, I'm not doing strictly cartoon reviews. Like, getting movie reviews of live action stuff now. And I did a video on NFTs.
Yeah, I saw that. It was pretty good. I like that one. It was a good video.
But yeah, you do good videos. Like, yeah, the Stop Idolizing Content Creators. Your Arby's video is hilarious. That's a hilarious video.
It's a classic. It's a classic. I made videos like Diversity, Two Sides of the Coin, where I discussed about how several people, or at least there will be two sides where people like to argue about how one side say, hey, this diverse set of characters isn't just enough, and the other side is, oh, there's no such thing as a diverse set of characters, when in reality, you know, there's a set of diverse characters. And I guess I would like to agree that yes, there isn't that much a lot of diverse set of characters, and that we do need more. However, we should be blessed to have these type of things in our modern day cartoons. Yeah. But yeah, I do a lot of things. I really do. That's just me. I'm just that guy.
Sweet.
Yes.
So now that we've got everybody, let's start with Halloween. It's coming up, and hopefully by the time this podcast is out on YouTube, it will still have been, or at least will be close to Halloween. So let's talk about some spooky stuff.
Yeah. Halloween's like my favorite holiday. I think it's like next to Christmas. Like, they're both on par. Like, one of my favorites, like, holidays ever. But Halloween is just, I love Halloween. I just get excited every year. It's like my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I think as you grow up, it's less about the candy and more about I get to cosplay in public without being stared at.
Exactly, bro. Drake. Can I just tell you, I'm literally in the works on a video. That is literally what you just said. What you just said right there is literally what it's all about.
Yeah, because if you try to go trick-or-treating as an adult, it's going to be a little weird unless you have a small child with you, and then people are going to question, where did you get that small child?
Yeah.
No. So if anything, you just have more elaborate cosplays you can just wear without a con to go to.
Yeah. I wish I could go to a Halloween party, but yeah, it's still the pandemic, and where I live isn't good. Like it's pretty bad where I live.
Yeah, I'm planning on getting my vaccine shot either this week or the next week.
Nice. Yeah, I need to get the booster shot. Still, I haven't gotten it yet.
I was gonna say that that this video that I'm working on, if this could be an exclusive for the podcast, the subject is about how everyone pretty much or at least thinks that Halloween is a holiday for kids, when in reality it's more of they market it as a kids' holiday, but in reality it's for everyone. It should be for everyone. Halloween is a holiday for everyone. It should be a holiday for everyone.
That sounds very similar to like the greeting card Christmas theory for Christmas.
Yeah. I was gonna say like stuff like how like Christmas was at least considered as a kids' holiday, at least from the time being. Like, oh, it's just a holiday where you just give kids gifts and they just shut up, you know? But it's more of like a bonding experience and family time, right? At least how it's marketed too. And that's what I want in regards to Halloween. Like, why can't Halloween just be a day where everyone can just be who they want to be, like dress up as any character and just walk around in the streets and have fun? Like, you don't even have to get candy. You can just walk around in the streets and have fun. Like cosplaying.
Yeah, at this point, like, you're an adult, you have adult money, so you can buy as much candy. You can buy the exact candy you want instead of relying on the randomness of strangers.
Exactly, that's that, yeah, exactly.
So
someone said in the chat that I sound a bit too low.
Like, quiet?
I don't know about quiet, but it sounds like they said I'd sound too low. I don't know.
I was listening to the stream, yeah.
All right, so I turned you up a bit. So, since COVID is still a thing, we can't exactly go outside too much. So let's talk about what we do inside, horror movies, or horror content in general.
Yes, sir! That's me, baby. That's my specialty. I love horror stuff. That's my thing.
All right, then. Start us off. What do you usually watch during this time of season?
So, okay. So, I said in my Halloween video why I love John Carpenter's Halloween. I mentioned that every single year, I pop open John Carpenter's Halloween and watch it every year. Because when I watch that movie, there seems to be something new every time I watch it, and it still like amazes me how great of a film it is, and it just never gets old. It's so unique. And other than that, I do watch like other movies. Like if I was in the mood for like Saw, I could watch Saw. If I was in the mood for some newer films, I can watch the newer films. So, yeah. But unfortunately, also another thing. Unfortunately speaking, I did not watch Halloween Kills yet. I need to watch that like as soon as possible, like around this week, because it just needs to be. Come on.
Yeah. I need to watch it. I need to watch it too. I started to watch it. I watched a bit of it, but I need to watch the first John Carpenter film still. I haven't seen that yet. I saw 2018 in theaters with an old friend of mine.
Isn't Halloween Kills in like a Peacock?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's streaming on Peacock. Yeah, it's free.
I have a friend with Peacock, so
I thought Peacock was free.
It is free, but there's a premium subscription you have to pay for to watch Halloween Kills, which is
Yeah, like it's like, I mean, at least with Peacock, there's free with ads, but I know with HBO Max, like, you have to pay, like, to watch stuff with ads. Mm-hmm. So I at least got to give props to Peacock for there. But there are some issues, like, the first season of The Office is free, but the rest is behind a paywall.
Aren't you already paying a subscription for HBO Max? Why do you got to pay more?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it with phone plan stuff, so it's, like, I get premium. Pretty much for free. But no, it's like they like these stream servers have tiers where it's like premieres and movies, that's extra. But like it's a monthly fee. It's not like, and it's decently priced.
It's almost like we're reverting back to cable packages.
Yeah.
Mm.
I wonder if this is some sort of regression.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh yeah, Disney's Premier Access thing. That's stupid.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, they got into some trouble over that. What was her name who played Black Widow?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, yeah.
Yeah, she was one of the very few people that made the Mouse Company scared because she's supposed to get a cut of all the sales of that movie. And then they boasted, hey, look how much money we made with both, with just the pay early to get early access to this movie deal. And she was like, wait a minute, if I'm getting premium access on all the movie tickets, or if I'm getting a cut of all the movie tickets, shouldn't I also get a cut of that too? And the entertainment industry said, interesting. And so they went to court, but then Disney settled out of court. So no official judgment could be made. And then I believe the woman who also played Cruella de Vil in her own movie got the same idea.
Oh, like, Emma Stone.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice.
So yeah, the Mouse Corporation is able to be scared by people. It's just the right kind of people.
Right.
At the same time, when you do something like that, you're never going to work for them again. Because I'm pretty sure they've both been pretty much blacklisted. Like, you can't blacklist in California, but you can just refuse to work with somebody.
Yeah. That's the scary thing about going against a corporation. They can just, you know,
flat out refuse to work with you.
Yeah, right. Refuse to work with you, and you can't really make any money.
There's something scary for Halloween.
Yeah. Ooh. No more money. You're broke. Ooh. You're a broke boy.
Right. I don't really watch a lot of horror, but I have been watching a lot like of horror movies, but I've been watching a lot of analog horror, like on here on YouTube.
Analog horror. Man, why does that sound familiar?
Let me explain to you analog horror. Do you know what a VHS player is?
Oh, okay, now I do know. I know what an analog player horror is.
Alright, yeah, it's people that use that kind of style, like all the graininess of a VHS filter and stuff like that, with unsettling things. Like, let's say you're watching TV, on your old CRT in the 90s, or even, like, late 80s, and you hear a weather update, or, like, a weather warning. It's like that horrifying, like that thing. Yeah. That's terrifying to hear at like 3 a.m.
Right.
Yeah. So people like the most popular being Local 57, or was it Local 58? It was Local 58. And then Gemini Home Entertainment sprouted up from that. And then there's other these subgenres. And then there's like the FNAF VHS by Squimpus McGrimpus, which is really good. I recommend everybody watch that. That's the narrative in that is so good. Then what else? What was the one I've been watching recently? It was the something cases. Dang it, there's a lot of good ones I've been subscribed to recently that I just can't stop watching because I know Gooseworks put out a singular analog horror video, and that was really good, called Thalassin. And, yeah. You know.
I know what analog horror is. Now, is there like a specific genre to, or at least the name for a genre where you take a footage from a video game and make it like eerie and creepy and such things like that? Make it, you know, demonic or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say?
I think analog horror is a new genre all its own because it spun off from like things like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
It started with found footage, and then found footage kind of blew up and then teetered out. And then one person was like, hey, VHSs are kind of scary and old CRTs with crappy connections. Let's make horror out of the uncertainty from that.
Right. I think I've seen like some films that feature somewhat analog horror type things. Like there is some VHS like effects in the film. And made it like a bit eerie, like you can hear the tape like being destroyed or some shit as the film is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Although, like, is that like a big screen film?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of like those type of films where like,
because like little details matter. Because if you're trying to do analog horror and it's in 16:9, it doesn't really hit the same way as if you rented it out in 4:3.
Yeah, nah, you're right. Like, it's better off doing it like not even in a theatrical like.
Some people will render out their videos, run it through an actual VCR player, and then re-render it back into their computer for that authentic VHS feeling, sound, and look.
That's cool. That's just cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can never ever do that. It's always like, for me, if I want to make it VHS-y, I'll just grab an effect pack and grab sound effects and just do it. But
like, I tried to emulate it with in my editing class with After Effects. It was okay, but I feel like there are better ways to do it.
For sure.
There are.
I think the best way to do it is just record your actual VHS player, and that's about it. That's pretty much the best way to like do it.
Yeah, overlay it with screen blending, I believe.
Yeah.
Like, I got this retro presets pack for Premiere, and it's not bad, but it's not the VHS filter I want, you know. Like, it works fine for what it is, but it's not. I think authentic, like, recordings of VHS tapes are like the way to go.
Yeah, like, I don't know, something with VHS and like video games and such things like that. It reminds me of like creepypastas, which creepypasta. As much as people want to shit on creepypastas, I love creepypastas. They're pretty nice. They're pretty new. They're not that new per se, but they're pretty like a new thing. Come to think of it,
some of them are funny, like the cartoon ones. Like, oh
my god, Ed from Ed, Edd n Eddy, what are you doing? Ed slowly rips his head out.
It can get silly.
I used to work at Fox Studios, and then I ran to Matt Groening. He was screaming, don't watch this
tape. Don't watch Dead Bart.
Don't watch Dead Bart. Yeah, Dead Bart.
I remember, like, the Squidward suicide theories. Or not theories, even, like, just the reading. And this is back when they were all, like, tech stuff. And that's the thing. I think analog horror and stuff like that, especially, like, the FNAF VHS series, I feel like that's an evolution of creepypastas, because it's the same kind of creepy. Like, it can definitely be oversaturated to the point of silliness if you really want to do that. But a lot of people have been really respectful with it, and it's actually been genuinely terrifying sometimes.
Yeah, no, there's some people who actually like practice writing their creepypastas, and they're getting pretty good. So I think that, like, as people are starting to realize that, oh, these are just considered as jokes, they're like, oh, I don't want to make it as a joke. I want to make it into an actual, like, you know, scary story. So I'm going to put some work into it, and, you know, start getting better and better and better, you know?
Yeah, it's because, like, comedy and horror are two sides of the same coin. They rely on the same principles.
Right. And, one thing's for sure, Tales Doll is the only thing that scared me when I was a kid, when it comes to creepypastas. Tales Doll was very scary. I don't know, but something about, like, him playing Sonic R, and, like, or the character that was playing Sonic R, and then all of a sudden, like, turning off the console, and then going to bed, and then the doll being literally an actual, like, physical doll, like, being in his house, and, like, I don't know, just all the gruesome, like, graphic stuff in the story, it just scared the F out of me, bro. It was good.
I don't think I really had I remember, of course, I was scared of Slenderman when I first heard about him and saw the gameplay and all that. But yeah, I think and there was one I wasn't around for, or at least I wasn't in the circle of, and that was Luna Game. Do you remember Luna Game?
Luna Game, yes I do. Yeah.
I watched a mini documentary on it recently. It seemed pretty interesting, if not a little like cliche, but it wasn't cliche when it was made, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah. Luna Game remind me a lot of Sonic.exe.
Yeah. What was the other thing? Right. The very first Five Nights at Freddy's, when it first came out, I remember a lot of people were genuinely freaked out by it because it was tapping into that animatronic fear, which I believe next to no one has now because they've been so oversaturated for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy that, like, if you have, like, a crazy idea, like, oh, let's make animatronics from Chuck E. Cheese into an actual, like, horror, like, icon in, like, the internet, and it pretty much just went fucking sky high. I'm pretty sure if you, like, think of something very, like, simple, like, I don't know, animatronics, then you would honestly make that idea into, like, an actual, like, pot of gold, honestly. Like, I never heard anyone, like, do such a thing like that. I mean, like, I did find those things scary when I was a kid, but, like, I didn't think anyone was going to make a genre out of it, but someone did, and...
I can't wait for a game that's just like, what's the fear of long words again? And it's the one of the longest words ever, and somebody figures out how to make a game about that.
The fear of long words.
Hang on.
I never heard of it. It sounds interesting.
The fear of long words is called Hippopata Monstra Trustes Quintetepleth Diaphobia. I'm not joking either.
And what's this phobia? Like, what are they scared of?
Long words.
Oh, so like the, okay. So the long word.
You try to pronounce that.
Okay. That's funny. So the phobia is the long word and the phobia is called, or the, at least the name of the phobia is a long word. That's funny.
That's the same kind of energy as what's a term for people that can't read, that have trouble reading, and they call it dyslexia. Try reading the word dyslexia. That's kind of hard when you have dyslexia.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. People with the fear of long words, they probably are just shivering after hearing supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Don't joke too much. I'm pretty sure that's an actual condition.
Yeah, it's an actual phobia.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
No. Yeah, I just, I don't know. It's just it's probably pretty genuine. Like, people maybe with learning, I don't know.
It's just like, to be honest, like, I probably have it too. I probably have it. I don't like long words. Every time I read, like, big, like, sentences that my friends write out, like, I don't know, discussing about a serious topic, I'm like, huh? What? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Probably do have it. I don't know.
It might be more of a mild annoyance than more of a genuine, like, primal fear.
No, I was just, I wasn't, like, serious about it. Like,
maybe people
but, like,
with
you're
that,
probably right, though. You're still right, though.
Maybe people with that fear, it's like, maybe you have to write an essay or, like, do a spelling bee. Like, like nervousness, like, I can understand for those long words.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you where that deep fear would come from, or I would have to talk to somebody that actually has it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be an interesting conversation to have.
For sure.
Yeah,
it would.
Probably has to do with school or something.
It very likely might be. And, like, how long is too long? At what point does it start getting scary? What part of the word would you consider scary? Is it, like, saying it, spelling it, or just looking at it?
I was gonna ask y'all, like, what are you guys scared of? Like, you guys must be scared of something. I'll tell you guys mine, but...
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you guys were gonna do it first. I'm sorry. my fear, I think my biggest fear would... I think two, I would say two. It would be dying alone and freaking heights.
I'm already dead, so...
dying alone, that is scary, like, definitely.
That is a very serious, like, thing.
Really, really high places, yeah. Like, I was at this one museum place. Well, this place called the City Museum. But they have, like, these high, like, they have this playground that's really high. It's in St. Louis. But, yeah, they have this, they have this high area that's, like, really high, and I don't climb that high.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's just bugs. I can't stand bugs like spiders, beetles, wasps. Hate them all. Don't like them. Get away from me.
So you don't like beetles and wasps and spiders?
Pretty much the long short of it. Like, there's a longer list, but it's, I could just generally categorize it as just bugs. Okay. I hate bugs.
Okay. Yeah, wasps are scary. Like,
wasps are douches. You don't even have to provoke them for them to sting you.
Right, right. Like, I hate, yeah, no, I hate when, like, I'm just walking and I just see a wasp, right? I'm not even trying to, like get it near it, right?
But, and it'll
like,
come up to you and go, zzz.
Yeah, it'll go up to me. I'll be like, get the fuck away from me, bro. Like, go away.
And the thing is, unlike bees that die after a sting, wasps can sting you multiple times and live.
Yep.
It's what's worse about it. And, like, I remember one time I was watering, or I was doing something in my grandma's backyard, and I saw for the first time a cow ant. You know what a cow ant is?
A cow ant. What is that? Okay, so I think it's one of those, like,
bugs. It is one of the biggest variety of ant ever. It was big, fuzzy, and it was both black and red.
Mm.
It was ginormous, and it was like think of an ant, like your common household, regular old kitchen ant.
Yeah.
10 times as big.
Jesus, man.
It could reliably fit in my palm if I didn't know that its bite would definitely hurt a lot.
Man.
As soon as my grandma saw it, she ushered us inside so quick and started, like, I can't remember what she did. She either, like, let it pass, crushed it, or shot at it with a airsoft gun.
Jesus. I'm sorry, but that sounds funny.
She knew exactly what those things were capable of, and she got me and my sister in the house so fast.
Like, Drake, get in the house! Pulls out the BB gun.
Oh no, airsoft guns hurt way more than BB guns, because BBs are round and, well, not, they rely on springs. Airsoft guns rely on compressed air, and the pellets are sharp.
Right, okay, I got confused for the comparison. My fault, yeah.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah, nah. I was also gonna mention, I know I told y'all what horror movies I watch, but what horror movies would you guys watch, like, as of now?
I don't see. Like I said, I don't really watch a lot of horror movies. It's just been analog horror I've been consuming. What about you?
Yeah, Phil? But would you watch any movie? Like, any thoughts in your head? Like, Hellraiser, that seems like a good movie. I should watch it.
I want to watch more Chucky movies, more Child's Play movies, because I,
Yeah.
They're on Peacock, aside from the first one, which I learned is owned by MGM, and they sold the rights to Universal because they're like, we don't want to do horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made a reboot in like 2018.
Yeah,
2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks fine. It's a different take, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, I like it. It's not bad.
Does Beetlejuice count as horror, or is that more comedy?
It's more comedy, but there's some horror aspects in it.
Yeah,
Beetlejuice is a really good film. It's a good example, I guess.
Yeah, I like Beetlejuice. I've been wanting to, like, get an opportunity to watch the Beetlejuice musical.
There's a musical?
Oh, dude, the musical is, like, there's such good music in it. Have you ever heard? Okay, you probably haven't heard "Say My Name." There was a storyboard artist. I can't remember what they worked on. It was either Craig of the Creek or the Frog Show. I'm blanking on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
or not Craig of the Creek. It was Big City Greens, Craig of the Creek, or that Frog Show I'm blanking on. They made an animatic of one of the songs called "Say My Name."
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. It was really good. And a ton of other storyboard artists were like, Beetlejuice musical, huh? And so they also boarded parts of the song, and it was really good. And it got me into, like, listening to the rest of the musical. I liked it, and it got me into, like, musicals for a solid month.
Oh, yeah, I got big into musicals because of, like, the animatics that are on YouTube. Like, Be More Chill. There was a phase where I would watch all the animatics for that musical. The Heathers animatics are cool, too.
Animatic or not, I just, like, and then I I rediscovered the Book of Mormon.
Oh yeah, Book of Mormon. I need to listen to that.
The Book of Mormon is really good. I like it. Yeah. There's one I want to watch called The Producers. It's a little old, but I've heard it's like really funny.
Oh yeah, I watched Avenue Q on YouTube. Man, that's hilarious musical.
We got off topic from the spooky, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Sorry.
Off topic, but horror. Funny. But yeah, horror stuff I watched. Are we going to stuff we're watching later?
Yeah, no. Child's Play. At least my favorite Child's Play will be the first and second one. The third movie is pretty nice. It's okay. But the rest, I just meh. I think what's his name? Don Mancini. Like he, I don't know. He lost his taste, or at least not his taste. But his little magic in making the art of making Chucky into an actual scary character. Now he's more of like, hey guys, I'm Chucky. I talk a lot. I'm funny, and he's basically MTV. That character's like MTV slasher era, basically.
Yeah,
he still is to this day.
I like him. I like him. But yeah, like I'd say I used to be scared of him as a kid, actually, but I didn't even see the movies. Like, I was just scared of him because people were talking about him. Yeah,
scared of the idea.
Yeah, the idea. Like, I never watched a Chuck movie, but I'd have nightmares about him as a kid. I'd have nightmares. Yeah. And then I stopped having nightmares. I think after watching Seed of Chucky, which is like the weakest film, right?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the weakest film. It's like a comedy mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched that. I'm like, yeah, I'm not scared anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, well, the thing is, I think what makes it like sad is that like the fact that you had to, that not even had to, but you watched Seed of Chucky and you could have watched like a good, well-made movie, which would be Child's Play 1, 2, or 3.
I did see Child's Play 2 also. I might have seen that before. I'm not sure. But I was just laughing at the thought of, he's holding this person hostage in a car. Like, how is that realistic?
Right.
I mean, it's scary, like, but, like, it's like, I was just looking at that and being like, yeah, that's, in reality, that's like, she could just throw him out the window, probably.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I mean, there is, like, he has, like, mystical powers, or, like, I don't know what he...
At least in the first couple of movies. Yeah, the first couple of movies he does have some power, but, like, they basically took that idea and applied it to the later films. Like, oh, he has a much stronger power. It's like, dude, no, like, what are you doing? You're trying to limit him. He's in a doll. That's the point. Like... He's limited to like being a freaking doll. Why are you trying to give him more power?
Yeah.
So I don't understand that. That's what I don't
understand. Oh yeah, but yeah. We're talking about things that where we've been watching and can talk about the Chucky show. Cause I like it, even though like you said, they do make him OP in a way. Like, I'll admit that.
They do. But yeah, Child's Play is good. I like Child's Play. One movie series I do want to watch. Kinda. Not entirely, but I want to watch, like, the first two Hellraiser movies. Because, like, they look very interesting. Like, the concept alone is just that Pinhead and the Cenobites, if you open the box... they will come to you and they're going to have to take you to their world, which will technically be hell. And
that's interesting.
Yeah. And the thing is though, these characters aren't killers. They're not killers. They're basically minions in a way. Right. And Pinhead would be kind of like their leader, like the little top commander in a way. But like, it's like this character trying to like return this box back to where it came from. But like all of a sudden, I can't really spoil it, but something bad happens and it prevents them from like sending them back, and you know, yeah. But I wanted to watch the first one and the second one, and that's it. Cause like the third movie, the Hellraiser movie, it's good, but they made Pinhead into a killer basically. Like, It's all right. It's cool. But just, dude, what happened to the vision of the first movie and the second movie?
Yeah, horror franchises seem to go downhill, I've noticed, like, after a while.
Like, what's that movie? Ever since The Nun came out. I'm not a big fan of The Nun. The Nun came out, I realized, like, man, a lot of horror movies have gone really to the shitter. And I don't like that. Like, there's this movie where they took the concept of two girls stuck in a pool, right? And then trying to get out. It's called, like, 12 Feet Down or some shit like that. It's really ass. It's really ass. And the person who plays as John Kramer from the Saw film, you know, Jigsaw, he was in it. He was in it. It was Toby Bell. And I don't know how the fuck they managed to get him, but he sure did get paid 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Horror movies now have just gotten really bad, in my opinion, except it's starting slowly to get better because of the slasher films like Halloween and Child's Play turning into a TV show. And soon enough, Hellraiser is going to become a TV show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things from the past are coming back to the future. And it's starting to relit the candle, which is great. And that's what we need, honestly. That's really what we need. Hey, yeah, and Scream. Scream is coming back, too. Scream 5 is a thing. It's coming out January next year. I don't know why January, but yeah. It's all right.
Oh, no, January. That's like the dead spot for movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why January? Why would you want to, like, present a movie of Scream, one of the most well-known, like...
Unless they, guess it's not going to be really good.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be good. I don't know.
It's like everybody's already spent their income on Christmas stuff.
Right. Right. I don't know. I think premiering the movie on, like, summer would be a good idea.
What movie?
Scream. The new Scream movie.
Yeah, summer would be good.
Yeah.
A summer slasher.
Yeah, I really want to watch the Scream movies. I want to watch Halloween Kills, but I'm going to watch the first movie, rewatch Halloween 2018, and then Halloween Kills.
Yeah, that's the plan, basically. I'm telling my friends to please watch the first movie, 2018, and Kills, because that's all you need. You don't need to watch the rest of the movies. You really don't.
Yeah, from what I heard, Kills, like... It's gotten good fan response, but critical response is bad for whatever reason.
See, when I watch that movie, I'm gonna see what they're talking about. Cause I ignored so many reviews and inputs about Halloween Kills because I want to watch the movie first and give out my thoughts about it.
Yeah, because... I'm gonna avoid looking at reviews and things. I'm gonna avoid. I think I might have. I might have spoiled some of the movie for myself, but not too much of it. I've heard people complain about it on Twitter. That's what I've heard. And, like, there was a dumb petition. I'm not gonna say, like, did you see that rally or no?
I didn't see it, but I would love you to share that with me when I finish watching the movie.
All right, yeah, there were two petitions. Like, one saying, hey, delete this scene from the movie. And there was another say, don't delete the scene.
Oh, wait. Is it the scene? Okay. I think I saw on Twitter. Was it the fact that it was like Myers, delete the scene of Myers killing this guy who's supposedly gay?
I don't think it was that. That might have I think it was something about should I not say what it is?
Somebody in the chat might not have seen it, so like just covered up with, like
should I
be vague.
Okay, well, like it was a dumb petition. That's all I'm saying. And the petition opposing the petition got more signatures.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I heard about the Michael Myers like is like people called Michael Myers homophobic because like
it's like it's like how do you call a man who doesn't even know what that means and don't even know what human sexuality is?
Yeah, yeah.
He like, it's like when people
everybody.
It's like when people got onto Pennywise, like the murderous clown monster thing, for being what was it, transphobic, homophobic, something like that. It's like I'm pretty sure that Pennywise, the mass murdering monster clown, doesn't care and will murder indiscreetly.
Yeah, pretty much the same case with Myers. Myers doesn't care who the fuck you are. He will literally kill you.
But I think that had ground because like the year before, like It Part One, a lot of people were like really romanticizing Pennywise and like putting him in all this LGBT iconography. Is like, you do realize this is a murderous monster, right? And they're like, oh yes, yeah, my baby. And then Part Two came out and they felt quote unquote betrayed. I'm like, what did you expect? This is a horror movie about a murder monster clown. Right.
Oh yeah, but speaking of like killers who are apparently there is a killer that is inclusive, Chucky apparently.
Oh yeah, I remember we were talking about that last week.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, cuz then he mentions how his
son is gender fluid.
Yeah,
which is true. Fluid. Which is true, actually. I think it was in... No, it was not Seed of Chucky. It was in Seed of Chucky. Yeah, it is in Seed of Chucky.
Yeah. And then it's revealed, Glenn is two people. It's revealed, like, Glenn and Glenda. Like, Glenn's soul went into two bodies, I think.
Oh, it wasn't, like, the...
But, like, Glenn's doll is gender fluid. Like, Glenn has a doll is gender fluid.
Yeah. Which is cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Good for them, right.
Yeah, good for them. I mean, they are two people, and they become two people, so.
Silly, are you, You play video games?
I do. Yes, I do. I do play video games. Yes, I do.
You play Nintendo games.
Yes, I do. I do play Nintendo games. I don't play consistently, but I do play Nintendo games. Yes, I do.
Let's talk about, the latest Direct and Smash announcements.
Oh, yeah. My friend has been DMing me, like, about all this for, like, weeks, about how Nintendo's just being stupid with their choices that they're making.
Yeah.
And that's, like, they said Nintendo making choices?
Is it really Nintendo making choices?
It's Sora Limited. Because
you're talking about okay, so no, I'm talking about like another subject. It's not really like
You mean the Nintendo Online crap, that whole thing?
Yes, I'm talking about
that. Ah, yes. Are you gonna be upgrading?
No, I'm not gonna be upgrading. I will not. I do not want a emulator that is on the console where I can honestly play at my computer. And on top of that, years people wanted Banjo to be in a Nintendo console again. And the fact is that you're putting it under a paywall is so stupid. It is so stupid.
Plus Xbox has remasters pretty much on their consoles.
Exactly. Bro,
yeah, not going to be worth it to me until they expand that library a lot more.
Yeah, I'm like part of me wants to like downgrade and get so I can get a month for myself, but at the same time I'm like, I don't know. Like it's like there are methods to get those games, run them at better quality, like online in theory, you know.
Yeah, you reminded me of that Scott the Woz video that came out.
Yeah,
the Scott the Woz video on emulation that came out the other day.
Yeah,
I need to watch that.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's a good video. I like it.
I wish Nintendo would bring back the virtual console. Honestly,
yeah, that's what we need. Literally, that's all we need: virtual console.
But then we're gonna get the same people complaining.
That
it's like
remasters, like ports, like that change the controls. Like if they did more Super Mario 3, I mean Super Mario 3D All Stars. I wish that wasn't limited. I also wish they like improve the games somewhat more.
Yeah,
but honestly, if they did that with Zelda, I would buy that. Like, I would buy that. So like $60 for like some Zelda games.
So this is my idea, right? I wanted them to do like a virtual console type thing on the Switch, but I want it to be more of like a Xbox Game Pass type thing, but
oh, with yeah.
their previous games, and make that into like an actual like subscription.
Isn't that what it currently is?
No, well, technically speaking, like we have access to the NES and the Super NES with online, but you can also pay even more to get one of the more high quality gaming console, you know, video games that we had at like several years ago, like the N64 and the GameCube. And
yeah, if they
isn't that what they're offering? Game
Boy, if they added,
no,
GameCube,
I'm saying you're paying even more. Like, yeah. Why would you want to pay even more? Like, yeah. It's fine how you were before, like implementing NES, SNES on within online as well. That's cool. And the fact is it costs like $20 like yearly if you have a family plan, which already I have that set up, by the way. It's good. But the fact is that you have to pay even more just to get access to those good like games is ridiculous.
The thing is,
what I would have done if I worked in Nintendo is be like, hey, you know those people with the family plan? Let's reward them and like let them have it at no extra cost, but maybe singular people can pay a bit more. I don't know how I'd do it.
The thing is,
maybe just throw them in like as a bonus, because like people have been paying for online, like, you know, and it's not great, so the least they could do is improve it a bit, maybe. Or like, if they are going to charge more, like, have different... Actually, this should just change up the online a bit, because I heard rumors they're going to change the online, make it better.
Let's see.
We'll see. Thing is that enticed me was that they're including the paid DLC for Animal Crossing as part of the pack, and that got me thinking, all right, if they're willing to include a separate paid bundle of DLC in this package for no extra cost, what else could they include with it? So that's why I'm waiting.
Okay. Yeah. And if
they include other paid DLC, then it just might be worth
it. If they add more paid DLC, I'd willingly pay yearly the $50 or whatever.
Like, could you imagine, like, you buy, let's say, Monster Hunter or something, and it gives you a lot of the expansions just as a part. Hey, you have the more premium online package. Here's all the extra content, no extra charge.
Yeah, I think I will downgrade my Switch Online a bit, just so I can, because my brother doesn't really play online as much as he does now. I mean, I kind of want to like get the yearly, but like that's way too much in my opinion. I mean, it's not as much as say like the big like Xbox or PlayStation. I feel like those are more, but they have more value to them, you know.
As far as I'm concerned, the base yearly price, like the non-expansion, is good enough for me until the premium package has more value to it. Because N64 games and a singular paid DLC, that's good. It's a good start, but it's not worth it personally to me yet.
Yeah, I might up to a family plan when there was more value to it.
I just think that when you're putting exclusive games like Banjo back to a Nintendo console, and for years and years of waiting, and just to be under a huge paywall, not only just paying for online, but you also have to put it, you have to pay again for the upgrade. And it's just, why?
Yeah, why would you do that? What I hope happens is like I hope Microsoft puts Rare Replay on PC. That would be dope.
That's what we need right there. We need Rare Replay.
Or what Microsoft could do is like remaster the Banjo games with modern graphics. Put that on Switch.
But I want even more.
That would imply that Microsoft cares.
And maybe it'd be on Xbox first and be on Switch later. I'm not sure how they do it.
I feel like Microsoft genuinely cares. It's more of like Rare that should care. Rare is like focusing on other projects, really.
Well, it's Microsoft that's putting them on those projects.
No. Microsoft allows those studios to publicize those games. The studios, right, have the choice to make those type of games. It's more the studio.
But don't they still need approval from Microsoft?
As of late, I've kind of noticed, that Microsoft's like not bad anymore. Like with studios, they are more.
They want like the studio, like Rare, is more inclined to make more updates for
Sea of Thieves
than to honestly make a remaster for Banjo, you know?
Yeah, and they're doing a lot with Sea of Thieves. But what I've noticed with Microsoft is they're buying companies, they're letting the companies like make games. They're not like, because back in like the early 2000s when they bought Rare, it was seen as like a terrible thing because they did nothing like after like.
Same thing when they bought Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with Minecraft, they actually did stuff pretty quickly, like putting it to consoles. But no, with Rare, it was like they bought it. They made a few games that were, not bad. Like Conquer Remaster, it was censored.
Grabbed by the Ghoulies, that's a good game.
Yeah, they made some good games. Then they stopped making games. And they made Banjo, Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts. Mm. And then they stopped. Like, they did Viva Pinata. I've heard good things about that.
Yeah.
But, they weren't doing much after that. Like, they're kind of dormant. Like, I mean, it still exists, but I know people left Rare and they made Playtonic.
Playtonic, yeah.
They made, what's it called?
Ukulele. They made two Ukulele games.
Okay. And then they made Ukulele 2. Which I heard was better than Ukulele. Because it was more focused.
Yeah, it was.
Do I have Impossible Lair?
I think someone won a giveaway in the Geek server. It was giving out Impossible Lair. I don't remember, but someone got it. I don't remember. But good Impossible Lair is a good game. It's similar to Donkey Kong Country. It's really good.
Mm. Oh, that's another thing. One person I was talking to about the expansion pack said, I'm not getting it until Donkey Kong 64 is on there.
Honestly, not bad. Not bad idea.
Yeah, Donkey Kong 64 is really good, and the fact that they had to get around the like expansion pack in like the little bit of memory in the N64 original. Now we have as much memory as we want.
Yes, sir. We finally got it. The more memory. But you were gonna mention about Sora.
Ah, yes, the final Smash Fighter. I know a lot of people that are happy. I know a lot of people that are very unhappy.
How come?
Like they wanted Waluigi or Doomguy or anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It might sound weird. Or cliche, I wanted either Geno or Waluigi. Waluigi specifically because we had Wario, we had Luigi and Mario. I needed that final one to cap off the four brothers. Feels irritating otherwise.
No, you're right. I agree. But personally, me, if they made a third fighter pass, that would honestly answer your problem right there.
It would, but then again, Sakurai would be very worked to the bone again. And
For sure. Understandably. Like it's a double sided coin. Either Sakurai works even more of his ass off, or Sakurai just drops Sora, one of the best, most requested characters in the fighter ballot, and put him as the last character. Like it's a double sided coin, you know. Like more mental health is more important than all of this in entirely. So pretty much he went for the second fighter pass, and that's it. So yeah.
Yeah, and then there's like actually Sora in the game fighting against him and with him. I've had experience in both, and I can tell you, my gosh, is Sora's side B very annoying. That targeting crap, I can't dodge out of it because he goes too quickly. And first off, he targets you, so it's three times, so it's one, two, three. Secondly, it's really fast, so you don't have time to like directional dodge out of it in mid. So you got to be perfect whenever you see him on his charge up for that.
Yeah. I stopped playing Smash for a while. The last time I played Smash was I was in a tournament. I lost, obviously. But man, I was just so impressed going against the players. They were just so good. They had so much talent.
I had opportunity. I had to do theater class, and before every theater, before every rehearsal session, we would all bring our switches, and we would set it up, like somebody brought their dock, we would set it up in the dressing room TV, and we would just play Smash together, and it was a really fun time.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers. It reminds me, like, the last day of, when I was in community college, the last day of class, and my friend, like, brought his Switch, plugged mm-hmm. into one of the TVs, and we just played Mario Kart. That was fun.
We were about to play Mario Kart, but we realized that we wanted to stay friends with each other.
Ah, yes. Mario Kart does get our inner demons out.
It's Mario Kart and Mario Party that bring out the worst in people.
It's true. I remember I was challenged to play Mario Kart. I'm like, come on, bro. You don't want to challenge me. I'm good, but I'm not that good. You know, I'm just trying to be nice. It's like, nah, you probably fucking suck at the game. I'm like, I'll bet. And I just opened up my Switch and turned on Mario Kart and then beat his ass. I was like, yep, you wanna run that back? You wanna say that again?
In my head, you turned on the Switch, booted up Mario Kart, and then whacked him in the face. That's how that sentence played out in my head.
He's like, oh, yeah, you want to play? Sure. Pops in the game. All right, ready, set. Smack him in the face. Yeah, but that is true. It does get our inner demons out, unfortunately.
Also, what was it? I believe Doomguy was one of the last Mii fighters. Mii costumes,
yeah.
Yes, it was.
So now we have Isabelle and Doomguy in the same game.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wish they had put that in Doomguy's trailer.
I wish so too. I do want more they could, but I wanted them to make like another like costume pack with like characters that could make it, but like, nah, it's not the case. Nah, it's over, boys. We did it. We got Sora. Yes, sir.
Speaking of things that are over, free updates for Animal Crossing are done, but they did some major updates.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be coming out on the 5th of November. The last one. I can't wait. Oh, right. I should tell you. I recently got my hands on an OLED Switch model, right? Because I was upgrading from my Lite.
Oh, really? Oh.
And during the data transfer, I forgot to transfer islands. Whoops.
Uh-oh.
So guess who has to start all over?
Oh, no.
Yep.
I mean, where's the fun? Where's the fun in going back to your old island and just, upgrading your little... What, your fences that you already placed? Like, come on, man. Start all over. Make a new island.
It's still frustrating to lose all that progress, though.
I get it. No, 100%. I get it.
I feel like I reset my New Leaf Town, and I haven't touched it like since, because I was like, I lost everything.
Yeah. I did see the new villagers we're getting, and I really want the scientist mouse. She looks awesome.
What, which villager?
I believe her name is Petrie, and she is a mouse that is also a scientist, and she has, like, red and cyan ears.
Oh. Hmm.
I like it. It's really cute. And I want it on my island. Also, the robot octopus. That's what I mean.
The robot octopus.
So are these villagers, can you get them on islands, or do you need amiibo cards?
I'm pretty sure you can do both. They're going to be in the code, so I'm pretty sure you can get them randomly on an island.
I'd assume so. The only ones that are exclusive are the Sanrio villagers.
Yeah, I did see a pack of Sanrio cards. I just really didn't want to buy them. They were at a Target, and they were just by themselves on the floor. And I was like, I could buy these. But there's only Sanrio characters in there, aren't they?
They're new villagers made to based on Sanrio characters. Like, they're not their respective animals, which is funny. Like, I think Hello Kitty's a gorilla.
Hello Kitty?
One of them's a gorilla. I don't know which one.
That's funny. But yeah, I would much rather hunt down for one of the classic, just regular old packs of cards.
Oh yeah, I got some for Christmas. I'm really glad I got them. I got Anka in my village.
Nice.
And who else? Rosie. Quagmire?
Oh, right. Because of the, like, they're also releasing the final pack of amiibo cards. Raymond is no longer going to be something that you have to pay thousands of bells for.
Oh, yeah, people on Twitter joke that Raymond was the first NFT.
They're kind of right, though.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, no more.
Like, the only difference being that you can generate more Raymond. It was just really random.
Oh, yeah, but the funniest thing is that video where that girl's like, I have Raymond in boxes, and then all those DMs, like, just going up and up and up.
I did see that. It was pretty funny. I wanted to do that once, but I was like, nah, I don't want to.
Had Raymond in your town?
No. I didn't have Raymond in my town. I was, like, the most broke freaking, like, new Animal Crossing player, like, out there. And I was like, you know what? I could just troll these people and just be like, hey, guys.
I did that on Twitter. I'm like, I have Raymond in boxes. And then I did reply a few minutes later. I have the Everybody Loves Raymond box set.
How many you received? Did you get
DM requests? Let me check DM requests real quick.
You still have those?
Let's see.
He still has those, I assume, right?
I don't know if I have them. Wait, let's see.
That would have been like a couple years ago now.
Yeah, right?
DM request.
Speaking of Twitter, I recently changed my Twitter handle, finally.
But I did get a lot of DM requests. I don't have them anymore, I don't think.
So, you changed the Twitter handle?
Yeah, I made a little announcement thing. I changed my Twitter handle from my old one. So now it's just Drake_Starman.
That's good.
Makes a lot more sense.
I honestly would like to make my at Silly Rally, but I was like, nah, I like King of Gaa more. At King of Gaa, like, that's clean. I like that. I like that at.
Yeah.
Be sure you have Silly Rally somewhere in your name so it's easier to find.
Right. So, like, if they ever want to find me, it's like, damn, where's Silly Rally? Oh, King of Gaa. Oh, that's him. I had, like, a Twitter account with the at Real Silly Rally. I didn't like it, but it was, like, my only at. And that account was
just... You could have just said at Silly Really.
At Silly Really, yeah, no. Freaking at Real Silly Rally. No. But no, my old account was just bombarded with just stupid, boring, just annoying stuff in my timeline. I didn't know what to do, but when I got suspended, I had to make a new account, and I pretty much just like telling everybody, please go follow my new account, bloody bloody blah, blah, blah. And to be honest with you, I like how I got suspended. I now have a new account. No stupid things on my timeline. Oh, timeline's clear. Nothing bad. Just everything's good. You know, life is good.
Yeah, I do. Something I do when I follow people on Twitter is I turn off retweets because I follow you to see your content, not really the content you retweet.
I need to do that real quick because like NSFW pops up on my timeline.
It won't stop quote retweets though, so be mindful of that. Just. Okay. It will stop direct retweets.
Yeah, no.
How do I do that?
You just go to somebody's page, click the three dots, and it'll say turn off retweets. Because like I said, I follow you for your content, your words. I don't want to, like, you like this other person, and that's great.
Do I click mute? What do I click?
Turn off retweets.
I don't see it.
The people you follow, you click. Like, you go to their page, you click the three dots, and it says turn off retweets.
Okay, there we go. I won't see NSFW on my timeline anymore.
Nice.
I think I need to retweet some bits.
I mean, I retweet a lot of funny ha-has. Like, I don't really retweet anything.
As long as it's that, like, if it's during the day, I do not want it. Don't want that on my timeline, especially if I'm at school, like, being bored, looking through Twitter. Like, I don't want someone to walk up to my PC or phone and see Anime Girl or something.
Shay just opens up his phone. Just NSFW. Yeah, but
everybody else at the bus station.
Ha 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 ha. Just laughs.
Yeah. Should we talk about things we're watching or?
I have been watching. I recently started watching. Komi-san Can't Communicate. You know that? Do you know this manga that got turned into an anime?
I mean, Chainsaw Man did turn into an anime.
Alright, so you don't know it?
No.
I've been watching a lot of, like, wholesome stuff recently, and it's really, like, this is really cute. And it's really well animated. They did not have to go this hard on animating just people drawing on a chalkboard. But they did, and it's good, and I like it. What else? There was also I haven't had a chance to watch a lot since I've been in theater class, but since I'm out of it, I watched the new season of Dragon Maid, which was really good. It's a lot of anime, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not crazy. Like, I'm not sure if you see my video on, like, you should watch this, which is my latest video, by the way. You should go and check it out. Blah, 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 blah. I mentioned how people who suggest me, like anime, I'm not going to go out of my way and watch that anime unless you watch the anime with me, if that makes sense.
I am, like, totally fine of grabbing you, strapping you to a chair, and watching the entirety of Konosuba again.
See, like, why can't we have that? Like, why can't we have more of that? Not like, hey, dude, watch this. Okay, goodbye. Like, how are you going to get people to, like, watch the show just by telling them that? Like, you should.
There's, like, if I had to sit down and watch anime with you, I'm going to, like, we're going to be watching Konosuba. We're going to be watching The Daily Lives of High School Boys. That one's really good and really funny. Some classics, or maybe like some short ones, like The Master of Killing Time.
That sounds like that's a cool title.
I need to watch Cowboy Bebop since that recently got added to Netflix.
Oh yeah, Cowboy Bebop, always a good one.
Never watched it?
My gosh, Cowboy Bebop is on that list now.
I'm letting you know, I never watched any of these animes that a lot of people just say, oh, it's a classic.
I need to watch Neon Genesis Evangelion. I haven't seen that yet.
Except I'm watching Naruto with friends, so that's also something I'm catching up.
That's cool.
But there was one thing I could not, like, I watched the ending to it twice. I really couldn't sit through all of it. Was Code Geass. I know it's good. I've seen plenty of it. I just can't get into it because it's too intense for me.
Buddy, I've watched Gurren Lagann. That anime is great. I need to watch more Studio Trigger stuff.
Oh, right. What was it? Trigger wasn't the people that made Kill la Kill, was it?
They made Kill la Kill.
All right, yeah. So I had recently completed Little Witch Academia, and that was really good. I like that.
I haven't watched what's it? What's that animal one called? Yeah.
Is it like the black and yellow stylized one?
It's by Studio Trigger. I thought I confused it with Beast, a brand new animal, brand new animal.
Oh, brand new animal. BNA. I've heard that's really good. I've only watched the first episode.
I need to watch that, but I have been watching Beastars. Season two was really good. Has anyone seen Beastars season two? No? Okay, I won't say.
I haven't watched anything. Yes,
I'm not gonna say anything then. I'm not gonna. Yeah, because I want it to be like a surprise. But But yeah, things I've been watching on the Chucky show. I really like it so far.
Chucky is something you need to watch, Drake Star, though. You do.
Yeah, it's a really good show. Like they're going with a true, there's like a kid in the show has a true crime podcast, and that's kind of a framing device for each episode, which mm-hmm. is cool.
Interesting.
Loud noises.
Yep, trying to break that awkward silence again. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I get it. Sometimes my podcast that I have, Down Bad Boys, check it out.
We do plugs at the end.
We sometimes do get a bit quiet, but like I guess the fact that since there's like six people, sometimes the silence does break in like a matter of like seconds. So
yeah,
but it gets annoying. I understand.
It's annoying, but yeah, Chucky. It's a really like I can see what the show is doing. Like they're clearly hinting about how Chucky became a murderer in like his childhood. There's clearly going to be something revealed about that, which I'm excited about. And there's it's really good. It's about this like gay kid who finds Chucky, and I saw episode 2. There's a nice little reveal, like a nice little hint of what's to come. Like I know from the trailers like what's gonna happen, kind of they like give away quite a bit, but mm-hmm. I'm curious how like what will happen with the main character in the next episode, and like how like dark things will get or how far things will go. I'm real curious.
Man, where the F is Andy when you need him?
I know he's gonna be in the show.
He is.
Along with
the girl from the second movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be in there. Also, they bring back a lot of characters. The girl from Curse of Chucky.
She's coming back.
That's gonna be interesting. I'm gonna have to watch all the other films, but I kinda know, like I kinda I read like what happened in Cult of Chucky and all that.
Weird stuff.
Yeah. I don't know everything that happens, but I'm gonna have to binge the Chucky movies at some point.
For real.
Yeah, I think I'll do that after I get some videos done. Because I have like two Halloween, one collab segment, and a Halloween video on Doctor Who that I need to get done.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to upload something for Halloween besides this podcast.
Yeah.
All I've got really is for Halloween on my channel. Not even on my channel. It's my second meme channel. I posted a speed paint of my current Twitter avatar.
Nice. I mean, I remember I used to do speed paints.
Yeah, the thing is, Clip Studio Paint just has a native like record my brush strokes feature, and it's really good, and I wish I enabled it more.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. All right. People need to stop like using Adobe products because Adobe sucks, and start using Clip Studio Paint because it's awesome.
I don't use Adobe.
Adobe. I really need to.
I use Sai.
I've been using Paint.net for thumbnails, but yeah, the problem with Adobe is like my school requires it. Work's probably gonna require it. I know there are other methods to getting it.
Other methods.
Yeah, but like right now, my parents are paying for it.
The thing is, Adobe is really predatory with their paying practices. And
the cancellation fees. You have to
pay to stop paying money.
Yep.
And the thing is, that's one of the reasons that Adobe is not the industry standard, actually. It's a lot of people will either commission their own proprietary software, like it's in-house, or they'll use an alternative. So I heard that from a professional saying, yeah, Adobe's not the industry standard. We hate their paying policy, too.
Nice. That's some king shit right there. Oh, my water. Hey, look. I thought I was in a question. it was you.
Yeah. Cat's a little shy today. It's all right, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, oh, right. Since it is Halloween, are any of you dressing up?
Oh, for sure, 100%. I am.
What are you dressing up as?
Michael Myers.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have a Michael Myers costume that I wore for about 2 years, and it's my most prized possession. It's gonna be one of those years where I'm just gonna go out in the streets and hang out with my family and just go scare people. You know, that's what I want to do. And also, I'm going to be making that Halloween video I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast as soon as the 30th arrives, because man, I don't want to upload a video after Halloween. That'll be really bad. I want to go out in the streets, become Michael Myers, and just scare folks, bro. Like, who wouldn't want to do that? That's fun.
Yeah. I was gonna do a Courage retrospect for this Halloween. It would have been great to do one, but like, it's kind of too late now. It's a lot of effort I need to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do that next year. I should have started early on that, but like, I get distracted with spur of the moment videos and stuff.
I had a lot of time dedicated to my, like, I went back to college for a secondary degree, so I've had been busy with that. I haven't been able to put out much content recently.
Yeah. I am going to do something Courage related, like for someone else's video. Gonna on a small channel, but I'm gonna edit a segment talking about the Courage Scooby-Doo movie. It has to be short, so I'll keep it short.
Bro, I have new news that I just got from Twitter.
What's new news?
Apparently, Ye, formerly known as Kanye, has been casted a lead role in the upcoming season Invincible.
Oh! Ooh.
Wait. We just got this now.
I need to double check.
There
is that joke account, so.
The discussing film?
Yeah, like there's films discussing it might.
No, the account discussing film.
Okay. I'm gonna double check. Just
it's probably a joke. Probably,
it yeah, could be. It probably. Sounds like a joke, but it also sounds real at the same time. It does. Schrodinger's news.
Yeah, it's probably a joke.
Yeah, it's probably a joke. Yeah, discussing films is a fake account. Discussing films.
Oh, it is? Okay, then my fault then.
Dang. You got us all hyped up for nothing.
I'm sorry. Oh my god, he got fucked up too. It's funny, because I follow an account called Watching the Throne, and they report news about Kanye. Mm-hmm. And they quote tweeted it. They said, wait, seriously? And then they quote tweeted it again saying, fuck.
Like, this account says Tom Holland's gonna be playing Bruce Wayne, young Bruce Wayne. That's not happening.
Didn't Tom Holland get another role recently? That
Nathan Drake. But yeah, I'm gonna check the Watching the Throne account.
Baited.
Yeah, it's another fake discussing films account, I think.
Hmm.
What was coming out? Did you guys see, what was the Pixar movie that came out with the fish?
Say what again?
What was that latest Pixar movie that came out with fish in it?
Luca.
Right, did any of you see Luca?
I did watch Luca. It was a good movie. I featured in a video with a friend that talks about the, hold on, let me go find the exact title. Sorry. The subject is about how shipping isn't sexualization. And my friend Woggy talks about how in the movie Luca, they interpreted both Alberto and Luca to be in a, or at least not in a relationship, but they're pretty much interested in each other, which honestly, I can definitely see that in the movie. And also, like, I can also see that sometimes in the movie there is a message talking about how, or not talking, or at least shows about coming out to the closet.
The only takeaway I ever got about it was, like, somebody tweeted, like, wait a minute. The entire plot of Luca is just a dumbed-down version of Ratatouille, and then they posted all the plot points, and I thought about it for for a little bit and then a little more. And I was like, wait a minute, that's actually correct.
I gotta see that myself.
I'll see if I can find it again. I can't remember who said it.
Okay, I'll check. I'm gonna check the Twitch chat. I'll check the Discord. Yeah, no questions.
All right, question free today. Neat.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it's an hour. It's been about an hour, 30 minutes, I think. Yeah,
so. I gotta go back to working on this video because, you know, Halloween's coming up and I gotta,
I need to like start scripting like two things. So,
All right, so let's wrap up the podcast. Silly, would you like to plug anything?
Yes, of course I would. Thank you, gentlemen, for having me over. I really appreciate it. We had a great talk about horror movies, video games, and such more things. I appreciate that. I just want to plug in my YouTube channel, Silly Rally. I make all types of content. I'm a variety channel. And I want you guys to go ahead and follow me on Twitter at King of Gut. I pretty much tweet about almost anything that's happened in my personal life, or if I see something stupid on Twitter, I'll just make fun of it or whatever, you know. But also subscribe and check out the Down Bad Boys YouTube channel. We have a podcast. We also play video games and do such more activities on that channel. We actually just recently hit to 3,000 subscribers, and we're slowly getting into the algorithm, which is great.
Neat.
And yeah, appreciate it. That's all I gotta say.
All right then. Until next time. See you around, everybody. Bye.
Goodbye.